Sings a yell the control of my body and soul to my wonderful, wonderful Lord. My wonderful Lord, my wonderful Lord, by the angel and seraph in heaven adore.
The desire to fulfill my wonderful, wonderful Lord. My wonderful Lord, my wonderful Lord, by the angels and seraph in heaven adore. I bow the dice drawn. My wonderful, wonderful Lord. Oh, the talent I have, I elated thy feet. Thine approval shall be my reward. Be my star, great star, small, I surrender thee, though. To my wonderful, wonderful Lord. My wonderful Lord, my wonderful Lord. By the angels and seraph in heaven adore. I bow to thy shrine, my Savior divine.
Tell the faithful to me, then the fears of earth. Thou the omnipotent, life-giving word. O thou the ancient of days, thou the worthy of praise. My wonderful, wonderful
Please be seated.
在我们祷告之前，一起来用一段圣经来作为彼此分享勉励的题目。
Before we have our prayer, I would like to use some few encouragements tonight.
我们一起翻到以赛亚书。
Let's open to the book of Isaiah.
以赛亚书的第五十二章。
Isaiah chapter 55.
以赛亚书的五十二章的第七节。
Isaiah chapter 52:7。
第七节。
Verse 7。
那报佳音，传平安，报好信，传救恩的，对西安说：“你的神作王了。”这人的脚登山何等佳美。第八节。
Verse 8。
听啊，你守望之人的声音，他们扬起声来，一同歌唱， 因为神归回锡安的时候，他们必亲眼看见。第九节
，Verse 9，
耶路撒冷的荒场啊，要发起欢声，一同歌唱，因为神安慰了他的百姓，救赎了耶路撒冷。第十节
，Verse 10，
神在万国眼前露出圣臂，地极的人都看见我们神的救恩了。那这里呢？记载着以色列民得救欢呼的歌声。
Here records the salvation song of the Israelites.
我们如果从以赛亚书的开头哈，从第一章开始往后看。
If we look at the beginning of the book of Isaiah towards the end.
你会发觉说以赛亚书的开头充满了错误跟过去跟以色列民生活当中的罪恶。
We can see that it records a lot of the wrongdoings of the Israelites.
所以先知非常的着急。
So the prophets were very anxious.
先知严严的责备。
And they rebuked.
但是我们从这个一章一章这样往下看。
But as we look at the book chapter by chapter,
我们会看到说这以赛亚书中他们反映到他过去生活的痛苦。
We see that the Israelites reacted to their past sufferings.
看到他们如何在罪恶当中被辖制。
And we see how they were suppressed by their sins.
所以虽然想要过出一个属神的生活，但是他们做不到。
Before the Lord wanted them to live a godly life, and they could not do it.
在这种错误当中他们不断的犯错，被神责打，悔改，然后又犯错。
Throughout the whole process, they would commit wrong, repent, and repeat the whole process.
我们看到以色列人的历史好像就是这样的一个不断的巡回。
It seems like the history of the Israelites is like a cycle.
一直到最后他们国家灭亡，百姓被掳。
Until the end, their kingdom was divided.
我们从以赛亚书52章开头看。
Look at the beginning of Isaiah chapter
你会看到说他们对这个被掳被抓走被掳的这件事情从心里的痛悔。
We see their heart of grief from their captivity.
因为过去没有这样的体验。
For in the past, they never experienced this before.
所以从来没有珍惜神的帮助。
They never appreciated the help from God.
容许自己在罪恶当中不停的打转。
So in their wrongdoings, they continued in their circle.
到一天，终于这个国家被灭亡了。
Until one day, the nation was abolished.
神的保护神放手了，不保护他们了。
God's hands of protection was released.
所以他们被国家灭亡，百姓被掳。
So the nation was no more.
但是在这种被掳的状况之中。
But under this condition.
百姓开始回想。
The Israelites reflected.
回想过去的错误。
They reflected on their past wrongdoing.
百姓开始回想。
And they reflected.
回想过去神的恩典跟帮助。
Reflected the grace and help from God.
因为有一个很强烈的对比。
Because there is a very distinct comparison.
所以他们在被掳当中懂得懊悔。
So they knew and knew how to regret.
当人认识到自己的错误。
They realize their wrongdoings.
当人懂得为过去的罪恶懊悔。
When someone knows how to repent of their past.
在这里慈爱的神就伸手扶住他们。
The merciful God will hand and hold them.
所以我们从刚刚所念的这是他们得拯救之后的欢呼。
So you'll see the cry of the salvation.
在这个歌声当中，他们感谢神重新引领他们回归到正道上面。
In their song of praise, they thank God for taking them back.
但我们今天也是这样。
And today we are the same.
我们看到过去。
We see the past.
我们对比现在。
We compare it to today.
我们展望未来。
And we consider the future.
我们会发现，在因为有主耶稣的缘故，我们人生有了一个新的目标。
And we see it's because of the preservation of the Lord that we have a hope.
因为有主耶稣的缘故，所以我们生活有了意义。
Because of the preservation of the Lord, we have a goal in our life.
因为有主耶稣的缘故，所以我们追求有了盼望。
Because because of the guidance of the Lord, we have hope in the future.
哦，所以我们得到这个信仰。
So when we receive this faith,
我们就要脱离过去的这种生活。
We need to depart the life in the past.
然后要进入啊，要进入神的恩典当中。
And walk in into the life of the Lord.
啊，在进入这个恩典之后。
And after we enter this grace,
啊，那我们就可以呀，啊，在这里享受这个得胜的歌声。
Then we can enjoy this new life of salvation.
可是，在得胜的歌声之后。
After the, we hear the praises of the song,
啊，这里马上接下去就有信仰上的要求了。
Next in line, you have new desires in life.
我们看一下第十一节。
Let's look at verse 11.
十一节。
Verse 11.
十一节说：“你们离开吧，离开吧，从巴比伦出来，不要沾不洁净的物，要从其中出来。你们扛抬神器皿的人。”勿要自洁。那这里呢？啊，圣经里面告诉我们啊，当我们得到这个救恩之后啊，应该有的生活态度。
Here it tells us that after we receive the salvation, what kind of lifestyle we need to live.
啊，那这里说啊，一个人呐、啊，啊，得到恩典之后啦、啊，就成为扛抬神器皿的人。
After you receive the grace of the Lord, you should be the one who bears the vessels of the Lord.
我在旧约当中，谁是扛抬神器皿的人？
Old Testament, who were the ones who bore the vessels of the Lord?
好，如果我们从民数记第二章来往下看
，If we look in Numbers in the book of Numbers,
哦，神有特别交代谁才可以扛抬啊约柜啊，这个神才可以谁才可以扛抬神的器皿
？It specifically records who is allowed to carry the vessels of the
Lord. 哦，在十二支派当中，只有特选的利未族才可以扛抬。
Amongst the 12 tribes of the Israelites, it's only the tribe of the Levites who are allowed to carry it.
那所以我们今天呐、啊，得到了这个救恩，进入了这个恩典的门路。
So today we received salvation. We enter into the gates.
啊，我们得到一个新的身份，进入神的家中。
We receive a new status to enter into the family of
the Lord. 啊，这个新的身份就叫做利未人。
And this new status are called the Levites.
那这个身份就叫做扛抬神器皿的人。
And the status is to bear the vessel.
那所以我们每一个人都是神的工人。
Many all of us are the servants of the Lord.
啊，我每次讲到工人哦。
Every time we talk about workers.
啊，有时候就会说啊，工人就是传道长职。
We say that that is only the ministers.
啊，工人就是负责人啊，就是各地各区查经小组的负责。
It's only the council members or those who are Bible study leaders.
那、啊、但是这里告诉我们说，每一个人啊，进入恩典之后都要扛抬神的器皿。
But here it records that everybody who enters into the gate of salvation must carry the vessels of the Lord.
哦，所以我们当我们谈到教会的工人
，So when we talk about the workers of the church,
啊，我们不要很自觉的。就指着说就是你。
But it's not automatically pointed to another person.
啊，那个工人讲的是我们每一个人。
This worker that we speak of is everybody here.
啊，所以我们必须要先认清楚自己的身份。
So we need to clearly recognize our status.
啊，你是谁？
Who are we?
你是特别被拣选的人。
You are the special chosen people by the Lord.
你是利未人。
You are the Levite.
你是扛抬神器皿的人。
You are the one who carries the vessel.
哦，就像我们刚刚所说的。
Just like I previously said.
哦，只有你认清楚自己的身份。
As long as you clearly recognize your status.
你才能够善尽自己的本分。
You may do your true duty.
啊，最后才能得到那个应许给你的福分。
And ultimately, you'll be able to receive your part of the inheritance.
哦，所以我们每一个人都是神家的工人。
So every one of us is part of the work in the
house of God. 我们在信主之后啊，在信仰上有体验。
After we've started our faith, we have experience with
them. 所以我们因为有感觉，有感受到主耶稣爱我。
And because we have felt the love of God.
我们有感受到啊这个最重这个重担卸下。
We experience the burden of carrying such.
所以很多人信主之后非常的热心。
So many of the members are very zealous.
啊，希望有机会来服侍神，来报答神的恩典。
They hope to have an opportunity to repay the love of the Lord.
啊，这种精神是非常好的。
And this type of spirit is very good.
有心参与圣工，这是需要的，这是正确的。
To have the heart to partake in the holy work is
necessary. 但是在这里啊，要成为神扛抬器皿的人啊，有他的一定的要求。
But to be the one who carries the vessel of the Lord has requirements.
我们来看一下他的要求是什么。
Let us see what are the requirements.
他在这里说啊，你们离开吧，离开吧，从巴比伦出来。
Here it records, depart, depart, go out from there.
啊，你要扛抬神的器皿吗？
Do you want to carry the vessel of the Lord?
你希望活出一个有意义的人生来吗？
Do you want to live a valuable life?
你希望在你的生活当中有它存在的价值吗？
Do you want to have meaning in your life?
你希望你所参与的圣工为神所纪念吗？
Do you want the holy work that you participate in to be remembered by
the Lord? 在这里告诉你说你的第一个要求。
Here it tells us your first requirement.
就是离开吧，离开吧，离开巴比伦。
It repeatedly says, depart, depart.
哦，要从巴比伦出来。
To come out from there.
那圣经里面巴比伦所预表的是什么？
So what does the Bible signify in the Bible?
我们来看一下启示录哦。
Let's look at Revelation.
我们看一下启示录的第十八章。
Look at Revelation chapter 18.
启示录的第十八章第二节哈。
Revelation chapter 18 verse 2.
启示录的第十八章第二节
Revelation 18 verse 2
他大声喊着说巴比伦大城倾倒了倾倒了成为鬼魔的住处跟各样污秽之灵的巢穴并各样污秽可憎之雀鸟的巢穴我们再看到第四节、哦、
Let's jump to verse 4
第四节说我又听见从天上有声音说我的民啊你们要从那城出来免得与他一同有罪，受他所受的灾殃。那这里告诉我们说，这巴比伦是什么
？Here, what does it record that Babylon is?
啊，这里说这个巴比伦呢、啊，就是罪恶的世界。
Babylon it symbolizes the sin of the world.
啊，我们有时候一听到这个罪恶的世界啊
，When we hear this world of sin,
啊，我们离开会堂
，We leave the church.
我们那个会堂门一打开哦
，Once we open the doors of the church.
哦，一走出会堂教会的范围哦。
Once we depart from the boundaries of the church.
哦，我们就觉得自己好像是，我们就以为自己来到了罪恶的巴比伦哦。
It feels like we entered into the world of sin. The Babylon.
哦，那有时候我们会把这个我们的观念呢、啊，会把除了教会所在的地方，全部都是罪恶的巴比伦。
It seems like our concept of leaving out church equals into Babylon.
那其实这种观念是不对的。
Actually, this concept is incorrect.
哦，这个世界指的是你所走出去外面看到的这一切吗
？Is our world only consist of leaving what's outside of the church?
哦，不是哦。
And that is not.
而世界是说这些是属世俗的。
The Bible records that this is carnal.
哦，是
pertaining to carnal.
是属于肉体的欲望。
It is pertaining to the desires of the flesh.
是跟神的道理相冲突的。
It is against the truth in the Bible.
哦，所以不是说你出去外面啊，看到啊，哇，就是污秽的事，就是巴比伦啊。
So Babylon is not just what you see when you leave the church.
哦，有些信徒很有意思哦。
There's some interesting things from members.
哦，他们觉得说，哇，我们是光明之子哦。
I feel like we are the light of the world.
我们不活在黑暗当中。
We do not live in darkness.
哦，所以当他回到房间啊。
So when they return into their rooms.
啊，房间灯一关哦。
Once they close their lights.
哇，黑暗来了。
The darkness has come.
啊，黑暗当中是不是有魔鬼啊
？So within the darkness is there.
哦，所以我们有时候会把这个黑暗哈、哦，那个灯关掉的黑暗啊，跟圣经里面讲那个黑暗啊，把它搞混在一起。
So many times we confuse the darkness from the light.
啊，所以有人啊，所以有人睡觉不敢关灯啊。
So some people when they sleep they afraid to close the light.
他说不行啊，一关灯啊，黑暗是属于魔鬼的。
Because they say that darkness is from the devil, so they don't want to close the light.
所以我们不要误会了。
So let us not confuse that.
啊，那个不是讲这个物质的灯光或物质的世界。
It's not talking about the carnal things of this world or the light.
而是在一种生活当中的征战。
But it is rather a battle in our lives.
那所以什么是大巴比伦
？So what is the great battle?
大巴比伦就是要把你抓进去，在里面住在里面，活在里面，盼望在里面的地方。
So great Babylon wants to grasp hold on to you for you to live in there.
那是一个罪恶的生活。
So a sinful life
是会使你可能最后使你失去信仰的因素。
It causes you to lose your life.
是可能影响你信仰纯正的环境。
It influences your existence.
啊，这个叫做大巴比伦。
And this is what we call Babylon.
那这里说你要做一个工人吗
So do you want to be a
worker? 你有渴望要扛抬神的约神的器皿吗？
Do you want to pursue after carrying the vessel of the Lord?
啊，在这里说啊，你要先出来，出来离开大巴比伦。
And here it records that you must depart from Babylon.
哦，所以一个有心要服侍神的人，
So one who has the heart to serve the Lord,
他必须要从生活当中先改变。
They must first change in their lifestyle.
哦，他的生活所追求的最重视的。
The important things they pursue in their lives.
他的生活的模式啊，他常常所接触的。
The different ways they live in their life.
啊，必须要重新建立起一个正确的追求方向。
And to rebuild the way you pursue.
啊，建立起一个符合道理、健康的生活态度。
Rebuild a healthy spiritual lifestyle.
啊，这里怎么跟我们说
？How does it tell us here?
他说：“我的民啊，你要出来。”
It tells here, my people, you must come out.
免得你与他一同有罪。
Lest you have sin with it,
受他所受的灾殃
and you have the destruction with them.
这是给我们每一个基督徒一个警告。
And this is a warning to all the members.
我们虽然我们今天信了耶稣
today when we believe in the Lord Jesus,
我们得到了救恩
we received salvation.
那我们就不要再继续留在巴比伦里面
let us not continue to stay in Babylon.
不要容忍过去的坏习惯在我们生命当中作王
let us not keep the sins continually be the king in our
lives. 不要容忍继续过在过去的罪恶生活当中
let us not continue to live a life of sin.
因为有一天这个巴比伦会垮下来
because there's one day this Babylon will fall.
它会倾倒了，会倾倒了。
It will fall and fall.
这时候呢，那些站在外面的人呐，他才能看到巴比伦倾倒了。
And it is only those who stand outside of Babylon can see it.
如果今天巴比伦倒的时候
，So when today if Babylon falls,
你是城中的一份子
，And you are a part of that.
你没有出来
，You did not come out.
你舍不得出来
You did not want to come out.
那最后会像什么样子
？What will the end be?
你不但看不到。看不到巴比伦城的倾倒
Not only will you not be able to see at Babylon fall,
你会是其中啊被倾覆湮灭的一个
You'll be one of those who were influenced and persuaded to come
home. 所以我们要脱离要出来
So we must depart and separate ourselves.
在我们的我们要做神圣抬神器皿的人
We need to be the one who carried the vessel of the Lord.
必须要建立一个新的生活
To build a new life.
第二，我们看回来，以赛亚书的五十二章。
Second, let us return to Isaiah chapter 52.
以赛亚书的五十二章。
Isaiah chapter 52.
以赛亚书五十二章十一节。
Chapter 52.
他说：“你们离开吧，离开吧，从巴比伦出来，不要沾不洁的物。”那这里告诉我们说，我们要出来的话，就不要去沾染到不洁的物。
Here tells us if we want to depart, we must not touch what is unclean.
这是在旧约里面神对他百姓的要求。
And this is one of the requests that the Lord requires of Israelites.
什么是洁净的，什么是不洁净的
？What is clean and what is unclean?
不管是吃的东西。
Regardless whether it is to eat,
生活习惯
or your lifestyle,
神都有一定的要求
God has his certain standards.
所以在旧约里面有特别规定
In the Old Testament, it specifies.
所以如果你出去打仗的时候
If you go out to battle,
你打仗都会住在那个军营那个 camp, 军队的 camp, 军队的军营里面
Though when you go to battle, you will live within a camp.
在军营里面都有特定洁净的要求
And within the camp, there are certain requirements of keeping clean.
他怎么说
？How does it record?
他说神常在你的军营当中行走。
It records that God he walks amongst the camp.
如果看到那个不洁净的
，And he sees those who are unclean.
他就会离开你的军营。
He will leave your army.
所以我们今天是在打一场属灵的征战。
So today we are fighting a spiritual battle.
不管是从教会的整体来看。
Regardless whether we're talking about the whole church,
或者是我们个人的生活
or our own lifestyle,
这都是一场战争
It is still a battle.
在这场战争当中我们要保持这个军营的圣洁
And within this battle, we need to preserve our spiritual status as a soldier.
因为神常在我们的军营当中行走
For the Lord walks among our army.
所以我们要服侍神
So if we want to serve the Lord,
我们希望在生活当中能够看到神的能力跟恩典。
We want God to manifest His power and grace.
在工作当中见到神膀臂的同在。
We want to see God's help and protection.
在这里说我们不要沾染到不洁之物。
So let us not touch what is unclean.
所以我们这里告诉我们说，我们要避免。
Here it says that we
to take the initiative.
We need to take the initiative.
我们要去 avoid 我们要去避免这个沾染污秽的机会。
We need to avoid those that are unclean.
所以有时候我们生活当中会有一些让我们沾染污秽的机会。
So there are many opportunities in life that cause us to be unclean.
那时候我们就要很谨慎。
So we need to be very alert.
我们要躲避
We need to hide.
我们来看一下创世纪
Let's look at Genesis.
我们看创世纪的第三十九章
Look at Genesis chapter 39.
我们看创世纪的第三十九章。
Genesis chapter
39. 第六节哈。
Verse
6. 第六节，波提法将一切都交在约瑟的手中，除了自己所吃的饭，别的事一概不知。约瑟原来秀雅俊美。第七节，这是以后约瑟主人的妻以目送情给约瑟说：“你来与我同寝吧。”第八节，约瑟不从，对他主人妻说：“看哪，一切家务我主人都不知道，他把所有交在我手里。”第九节，在这家中没有比我更大的，并没有留下一样不给我，不交给我，只留下你，因为你是他的妻子。我怎能做这大恶得罪神呢？第十节，后来他天天和约瑟说，约瑟却不听从他，不与他同寝，也不和他在一处。这里是约瑟给我们的一个榜样
Here Joseph gave us an example.
在这里说他遇到了那个有人要勾引他犯罪。
Here someone had tempted him to commit sin.
在这里约瑟知道说这个是大罪来得罪神。
And Joseph knew that this was a great sin against God.
接下来怎么说？
And how did he continue to say?
他说约瑟不听从他。
He said that Joseph did not listen to her.
约瑟不与他同寝。
Joseph did not lie with her.
约瑟不跟他同在一处。
And Joseph did not stay with her.
所以这个是什么？是逃开是躲避试探
This is to say that he escaped and ran away from temptation.
有时候我们在生活当中也会遇到一些挑战，遇到一些试探。
In our lives, we also experience some tests and trials.
可能是我们从小那种英雄事迹看太多了
And this is we may have seen too many animations when we're young.
所以有时候遇到这种时候遇到这种挑战的时候
So when we experience these events,
我们就觉得说哇，我要为主的名大发热心。
We want to do something for the name of the Lord.
我要为主的名奋战不懈。
We want to do something for His name.
所以当引诱来了
，So when temptation comes,
我们就顶上去跟他拼了。
We fight against our enemy.
很勇敢。
We're very brave.
我不会被引诱。
We feel like we'll never be tempted.
我不会犯罪。
We will never sin.
觉得说这个事我们来克服，来突破引诱
We feel like we can conquer and overcome this.
觉得说哇，你看神给我力量
We'll say that God gave me such power.
但是圣经上面不是这样教我们的。
But this is not how the Bible taught us.
圣经当中告诉我们什么？
What did the Bible tell us?
你坚持信仰。
If you hold steadfast
in faith, 你为真道勇敢争辩。
You will
fight for the truth.
You will
fight for the truth.
You will fight for the truth.
但是你遇到试探赶快逃跑。
But when you experience temptation, you must run.
有些人就说我怎么可以逃跑？
And some people may say, how can I run?
逃跑就是胆小鬼。
If I run, I'm a coward.
逃跑是丢主耶稣的脸。
If I run, I shame the name of the Lord.
所以不管这个试探有多大，我都停在那里，我都绝不动摇。
So no matter how great the temptation, I will not move from where I am.
错了。
That is wrong.
这种观念是不正确的。
This concept is incorrect.
这个叫做把自己放在试探当中。
In this concept, we put ourselves within temptation.
所以我们要今天要以约瑟做学习。
So today we need to learn from Joseph.
当你的环境当中不断的试探你。
When your environment constantly tempts you.
你不要一直很勇敢的跟他拼了。
Do not courageously, continually fight with it.
转身赶快逃跑。
Turn around and run.
我们来看一下提摩太后书
Let's look at Second Timothy.
我们看提摩太后书怎么说。
Let us look at Second Timothy.
提摩太后书的第二章。
Second Timothy chapter two。
提摩太后书的第二章的第二十二节。
Second Timothy chapter two verse 22。
提摩太后书的二章二十二节。
Chapter two verse 22。
那这里说你要逃避少年人的私欲，同那倾心祷告主的人追求公义、信德、仁爱、和平。哈，那这里告诉我们说啊，你要逃避。
And here it tells us we must flee。
哦，这里说要逃避少年人的私欲啊。
To flee from your youthful lust。
然后就说，当这个你的环境啊，当你啊啊周遭啊时有不断的引诱你的。
That when your environment consistently tempts you。
当你的环境对你不断是一个信仰上的啊制造你不断信仰上的挑战。
When your environment becomes a continual battle。
哦，不但你要克服挑战。
Not only do you need to overcome it。
在克服之后，赶快离开那个环境。
In your chance to overcome。
不止不要被打倒。
Not to so that you may not fall。
更要赶快离开那个环境。
To immediately leave from the environment。
哦，不要制造自己跌倒的机会啊。
Do not cause yourself to the opportunity to fall。
哦，所以在这里说啊，我们不要沾到，不要让不洁之物在我们身边。
Do not allow uncleanliness to enter your surroundings。
哦，不要沾染到不洁之物。
Do not touch what is unclean。
我们再看回来，以赛亚书的五十二章。
Let's return to Isaiah chapter 52。
以赛亚书的五十二章。
Isaiah chapter 52。
以赛亚书五十二章的第十一节。
Isaiah 52 verse 11。
他说：“你们离开吧，离开吧，从巴比伦出来，不要沾不洁净的物，要从其中出来。你们扛抬神器皿的人啊，勿要自洁哦。”那这里第三个告诉我们说，我们扛抬神器皿的人啊，勿要自洁。
Here, the third thing it tells us that those who bear the vessels must be clean.
哦，这个跟刚刚那个不沾不洁之物有一点不一样。
And this is different from what we previously saying not to touch what is unclean.
不沾不洁之物啊，是你跟这个不洁之物的直接互动。
To not touch what is unclean is your relationship between that.
哦，你要避开这种机会。
You need to depart from that, that event.
那这里说勿要自洁啊，是一个长时间的工作。
But to be clean is a long-term process.
是你长时间不断对自己的提醒。
It's the long time that you use to cleanse yourself.
我们今天信主之后啊，这个是长跑的开始。
When we believe in the Lord, this is a long journey that we go through.
哦，所以要持守这个信仰，持守我们道理的纯正，跟持守我们圣洁的生活，直到最后一刻。
To preserve our spirituality to the end.
哦，所以我们要常常反省检讨自己的生活。
That's why we often remind ourselves to live a life of holiness.
哦，是否啊常常洁净自己呢？
Do we continually cleanse ourselves?
啊，是否过着圣洁的生活呢？
Do we live a life of holiness?
啊，因为这里告诉我们说啊，这个过着自洁的生活啊，与我们得救，与我们扛抬神的器皿啊，是有直接的关系的。
For to live a life of cleanliness, it has direct correlation to bearing the vessel of the Lord.
圣经当中有一个很有意思的对比啊。
There is a very unique comparison the Bible gives.
我们来看一下《创世纪》的第三十。创世纪的第四十九章。
Look at Genesis chapter 49.
创世纪的第四十九章。
Genesis chapter 49.
创世纪的第四十九章的第五节。
Chapter 49, verse
5. 第五节。
Verse 5.
西缅和利未是兄弟，他们的刀剑是残忍的器具。第六节。
Verse 6.
我的灵啊，不要与他们同谋，我的心啊，不要与他们联合，因为他们趁怒杀害人命，任意砍断牛腿大筋。第七节。
Verse 7.
他们的怒气暴烈可咒，他们的愤恨残忍可诅，我要使他们分散在雅各家里，散住在以色列地中。好，这里是雅各啊最后给儿子的祝福。
Here are the last words that Jacob blesses his sons with.
那在这里啊，这众多的祝福当中啊，这个雅各很奇怪啊。
And within all the blessings, Jacob is actually kind of strange.
哦，他不但没有祝福自己的儿子。
Not only did not he bless his sons.
哦，在这里他反而咒诅了其中的两个儿子。
He actually cursed two of his sons.
哦，他对西缅跟利未说啊，你们两个是要遭咒诅的。
He told Simeon and Levi that you are both to be cursed.
因为啊，你们随意杀害人命。
Because you have killed men.
啊，所以原本来说啊，这个利未支派啊，这是受咒诅的民族。
So we see that the tribe of Simeon and Levi were cursed.
受咒诅的支派是没有资格啊，拥有自己土地的。
And those tribes who were cursed do not have their own land.
我们来看一下生命记。
Let's look at the book of Deuteronomy.
我们来看一下生命记的第33章。
Deuteronomy chapter 33.
生命记的第33章。
Deuteronomy chapter 33.
生命记的第33章的第八节。
Chapter 33, verse 8.
生命记的33章的第八节。
Deuteronomy 33, verse 8.
论利未说，主啊，你的土民和乌林在你的前城人那里，你在玛撒城试验他，在米利巴水与他争论。第九节，他论自己的父母说：“我未曾看见。”他也不承认自己的弟兄，也不承认自己的儿女。这是因利未人遵守你的话，谨守你的约。第十节，他们要将你的典章教训雅各，要将你的律法教训以色列。他们要把香焚在你的面前，把全生的燔祭献在你的坛上。十一节，求主降福在他的财物上，悦纳他手里所办的事。那些起来攻击他和恨恶他的人啊，愿你刺透他们的腰，使他们不得再起来。这是在经过400多年之后呢，摩西给各支派的祝福。
Here over the 400 years, Moses gives the blessings to each.
同样是祝福。
And in the same blessings.
同样是给利未支派。
He also gives the Levites.
我们可以看到说这个前后的差距非常的大。
We can see that the before and after is quite different.
当初雅各所说的你是可咒可诅的。
With Jacob, he curses them.
哦，但是在400多年之后。
But 400 years later,
当摩西来祝福他们，
when Moses comes to bless them,
摩西说啊，神啊，你的乌林跟土民啊，就是神的器具哦，是在你的虔诚人那里的。
Moses says, your thumb and your urim are in your holy one.
神啊，你的律例典章啊，是属于利未支派的。
And that they belong to the Levites.
神啊，他们神啊，你那个利未支派是可以烧香在你前面的。
And that these Levites can burn incense in front of you.
更有资格接受你所赐的福。
And they have every opportunity to receive your blessing.
为什么同样是利未支派，前后的差距会这么大？
How come the same Levites here have such great difference previously?
哦，在这里说啊，神啊，你曾经试验他。
And here it says, Lord, you previously
test them. 哦，因为利未支派在这个旷野当中啊，活出一个不一样的生活来。
Because within their wilderness, they live a difference.
当大家犯罪得罪神。
When everybody had sinned against the Lord.
当大家拜偶像污秽了自己。
When everybody had worshiped idols and dirty themselves.
当大家忘记了那个领他们出埃及的主。
When everybody forgot the Lord who brought them out of Egypt.
这个时候摩西说啊，属神的到我这边来。
Moses said, those who belong to me come here.
圣经说只有利未支派聚集在他身旁。
The Bible records that only the Levites return to his side.
因为利未支派敢做不一样的事情。
Because the Levites dared to do what is different.
因为利未支派愿意遵守神的法度。
They are willing to follow what the will of the Lord.
因为利未支派愿意以神为他们服事生命的中心。
Because they are willing to serve the Lord as their number one.
所以当一个人活出一个不一样的生活，
so when one wants to live a different life,
他就有资格接受不一样的结果。
They have the opportunity to receive a different result.
你要得到神的祝福吗？
Do you want to receive the
blessing? 你要像利未支派一样扛抬那个神的器皿吗？
You want to be like Levites to bear the vessel.
你希望在这个有限的人生里面活出一个无限的价值来吗？
You want to live in this limited life, this unlimited inheritance.
那你就要敢站出来。
Then you need to dare to come out.
敢活出一个不同的生活来。
Dare to live a different life.
敢洁净自己与别人不同。
Dare to live on a life of holiness to be different from others.
如果你敢
，if you dare，
你就有资格从被咒诅的人生进入那个神所特别重用的生活。
Then you have every opportunity to enter in this special life from God.
所以我们今天要做扛抬神器皿的人。
So today we want to be one of those who bear the vessel.
有这种决心是好。
To have this heart is good.
这是我们每一个人都应该要有的决心。
This is something that we all must come up.
但是除了决心以外
But besides having this determination,
除了立下心志以外
besides, having this determination,
你做了什么
What have you done?
你为了扛抬神器皿你牺牲了什么
What have you sacrificed in order to bear the vessel?
所以我们今天要问问自己
So today we need to ask ourselves that
今天我要扛抬神的器皿
Today I would like to bear the vessel
今天我要成为得蒙祝福的利未人
I want to be the Levite who is blessed by the Lord
今天我希望活出为主所用的生活来
I want to live a life that is meaningful for the Lord
主啊你要我做什么
Lord what would you like us to do
你要什么
What do you need
我愿意
I am willing.
所以我们在祷告当中特别求神加添我们每一个人的心力。
So in our prayer, let us ask God to increase everybody's strength.
以这个扛抬神器皿为我们人生的目标。
To use bearing the vessel as our goal in life.
立志改变生活。
To determine to live a different life.
立志逃避罪恶。
To determine to depart from sin.
更立志过着一个圣洁可以为主所用的生活。
To determine to live a life of holiness useful for the Lord.
我们现在一起到前面来祷告。
Let's all come up to pray.
我们请传道帮我们按手。